Welcome back to another episode of the Dr. Mom Sage Advice Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Catricia. Listen, I can't believe I'm doing this, but because I love you guys so much, I'm going to do it, right? So in February, we did the Cultivating Self-Love and Motherhood Challenge. It was live on Instagram and Facebook, and this was our second year doing it. And I just want to say it was a huge success. So many mothers whose lives have been changed and impacted and empowered for the better, even mothers who were not single mothers. I had them in my DM, like, I really enjoyed you showing up live. It really blessed me. And I wanted to bless you as well. So that's, I took all the audio from the days we were live and I'm bringing it over to the podcast, and we're going to release an episode from every day that week of the challenge on every Friday this month. Okay. So stay tuned. I want you to know that the content that you're hearing in this live audio was from our challenge for the self-love challenge and motherhood. But even though it's not live right now, because we do a challenge every February, you can still sign up because it's self-paced and the content is full of wisdom, is jam-packed. Go to the show notes. The link is there of how to sign up. It comes straight to your email inbox every day for the next 5 days. And guess what, girlfriend? It's free. $99. That's what I said. It's free $99. You better go ahead and jump on that before it actually has a price tag to it soon. But I wanted to share this with you because I believe in you and I know that you deserve to not just survive in motherhood, but to thrive. So this is for you. Go ahead and listen it. Hello, bienvenidos. We are back for day three. It's been a busy, busy day, you guys, but I'm still here. I'm still showing up for you guys because I'm so glad that you're participating in this self-love challenge. And I couldn't be more excited to have day three co-hosting with me, Monica Rodriguez, talking way too fast, you guys, who is a podcast host, and she's also a photographer, and she's also a single mom, and she's also former coaching client of mine, and I'm just so excited to see what she's been able to do and how she's grown so much after working with me and just how it is incorporated into the way she's shown up for herself and how she showed up for her boys. And so I'm going to bring her onto the stage because today we're talking about taking back our time, sharing some mom hacks, some mommy tips of how to make the most out of your morning. All right, so Monica, you are live with me now. Welcome!
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes, most definitely. Every time I do a welcome, I feel like that's the part where I'm supposed to do like the clappers, but probably only because I just like went to, have you ever been inside of TJ Maxx and every time someone donates or like roll, like rounds up their total, they're like clap, 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 clap. It's like the clappers literally, you never been in the store at the time? Like little plastic clappers or like some bells and they shake something when you like give money to like the charities. And I'm like, oh, hey, like way to like, you know, Pavlov's law, like reinforce, you know, conditioning, whatever, like when I get to the register, I got to donate because I've been hearing the clappers all day.
Oh, yeah.
But now I really got to do the clappers because I'm so excited you're here. Welcome. Again, this is day three of the Cultivating Self-Love and Motherhood Challenge. I am Dr. Catricia, your board certified bilingual pediatrician, and also a parent coach and purpose coach for single mothers, empowering them to make the most out of their lives so that they can cultivate their dreams, parent with more calm, and walk confidently in the big, big, big dreams that God has placed inside of their hearts. I know you're having a little coughing fit over there, but are you okay now?
I'm fine. I don't know. I had a sore throat today, and now it's been fine until right now. Now I'm like, great. I don't have water, but we're going to get through it. So.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Okay. So tell my audience who you are, because some may not know you and be familiar with the Arise podcast. So just go ahead and give us an introduction of who you are and your single parent journey.
Yeah. So thank you so much. I'm so excited. I'm Monica. I am a podcast host. It's new. It's called the Arise Podcast with Monica. You can find it anywhere. I'm also a new photographer too. So lots of new, amazing, confidence changing things. I am a single boy mom. So I have two boys. They're 6 years old and 8 years old. I have been a single mom for 5 years. And yeah, I've learned a lot in the meantime. I love Jesus and pink and all girly things. So it's really, really fun. But yeah, that's a little about me.
I love it. I love it. I love the when you say
soy mom, you know, like I honestly think that's a whole niche in itself. There's so, it's a different world out there raising boys. I don't know boys yet. I don't know if I ever will, but like, it's a whole different territory out there. And I know a lot of people could use your mommy hacks when it comes to just parenting boys and parenting them solo, because that must be a lot on your plate, you know? And that's what today is about. Day three is about maximizing our time, taking back our time. Because I'm sure the women who've been going through this challenge thus far, these past 2 days, have been thinking about, okay, so you're saying I need to be intentional. You're saying that I come first, but like, how exactly do you do that? Like, how exactly are you expecting me to do that as a single mom when my plate is overwhelmed? You know, I may be working remotely or hoping with virtual school or homeschooling. You guys, she didn't even mention that, but she's a single mom of two boys who homeschools. You know, I'm over here like, I'm homeschooling. Girl, we be over here like, should I put on pepper tape though? Just joking. But like, she's legit homeschooling. And I just think that's amazing. And like you said, like, your confidence has soared. Like, you created your own business, you're podcasting, you're sharing your story, you're showing up for yourself. And that wasn't necessarily who you were in the beginning of your single motherhood journey, right?
No. I got divorced. It was very unexpected. And so I was left broken and insecure and no confidence. And I live in the Midwest now. I'm originally from California. So I had no family, I had no community, I had no church, nothing. So when I first became a single mom, I felt like there was nothing. My boys were 1 and 2 at the time. And I didn't even have a spectrum of self-care or confidence or working on myself. I thought it was selfish. Like, I just thought it was selfish. I thought, you know, well, we need to pour into our kids, which we do, but I ignored myself in the process of that. So I would say it was really in the last maybe, 2 or 3 years, that's really kind of had me be more self-aware of what I need, because I was pouring from an empty cup.
You said so many profound things. The last thing that sticks out is, number one, is self-aware. And that's where it starts. You know, you have to acknowledge that what I'm doing may not be working. Yeah. And that's a start. You know, that takes courage. It takes bravery, because a lot of single parenting is this ultra resiliency, is what I like to call it, because a lot of it's forced upon us. You know, like you said, like, unexpectedly you were divorced. You know, like, I million years would think I would be, you know, a single parent who does not co-parent for the length of time now. Like, I mean, I'm also 5 years into this game. I don't even think I'm an OG, because there's still a lot to learn. But it's that, like, we naturally navigate and are pulled towards, well, I need to do all the things because I'm playing two people persons roles for my kid. Which is great, because you're pouring into them love and you're, you know, make sure they have an environment that they're thriving in. But on the flip side of that, you are neglecting yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, and eventually that catches up to you. And as you mentioned, how did you see that manifesting and like how you were showing up for yourself? And I love that you said there was no spectrum. It's not like I was like doing a little bit. There was no spectrum of measurement at all. You knew that you were not doing anything for your self-care. And how did I start to reflect and how you viewed yourself and how you interacted in your relationships with others and how you showed up as a parent?
Yeah. I was really insecure. Like, when I was first a single mom, I was just really, really insecure. I didn't even trust my own judgments with decisions that I had to make for my kids. And I do co-parent, but a lot of the decisions you make in your home, I'm making it on my own. I'm the only parent in the home. And so because I wasn't pouring into myself at all, I wasn't getting to know myself. I knew myself as like wife and mom. And then it was like, now I'm not a wife. Okay, now I'm just a mom. And so I just took that on. And it manifested. I mean, really transparently, like, it was almost even like a little bitter. I mean, naturally I was bitter towards my ex-husband. I had this righteousness, like, I shouldn't be doing this on my own though, you know, like, this is not fair. And feeling neglected, but I was neglecting myself also. So it was a circle of things, you know?
Wow. Oh, that was deep. Like, you said, also was not, how am I sitting here saying like you did this, but I'm doing the same thing to myself? That is deep. In fact, I'm like, podcast topic. Podcast that talks about moving from bitter to better, and it is. It's rooted in the spirit of rejection. It's rooted in the spirit of like, the unexpectancy, like you said, like we plan yeah. out and we have all we want for lives, and then when it doesn't happen, like it really takes another level of faith to mm-hmm. you know, to trust God and to believe that nothing catches him by surprise, nothing catches him off right. guard, and even right. if it wasn't his perfect will, like he still allows permissible will, right? Because we're not robots, you know, we're human, and we're gonna, you know, have circumstances that weren't necessarily like curated by him, but he will use those moments to grow us up, right?
Yeah.
And I just think it's so important that, like you said, to start with the self-awareness, acknowledge like I'm more than. And that's what you're mentioning. Like, I knew I was wife and I knew I was mother. So now I'm just mom. But those are roles, and it's yeah. not our identity, you know?
Yeah.
And when you have a self-awareness and when you say, you know what, this is not who I am at my core, then that's the first step to moving forward and saying, I got to do better, and I have to do better for me. Because if I do better for me, myself first, everything else will reflect in how I show up in all my other roles and my other relationships.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So how would you define self-love?
Yeah, I was trying to think earlier, like, how do I define it? And for me, I really think it's just being, I guess for me and what I've learned, it's just being compassionate for myself. And I am so compassionate towards others, especially my kids, and showing them grace. Showing them love, but really showing them compassion and love. And I think that's for me what it is really just showing myself just compassion and giving space for that. And not just like, I know you've talked about it with the other girls about like, it's not just like getting our hair done or getting our nails done or whatever. Like it is every single part of me is not getting neglected.
I love that. And for those who are viewing and just joining or who's going to join the replay later, remember #replay. Thank you and welcome. This is day 3. We are live way earlier. I'm sure a lot of people are at work or they're tending to their kids right now. And they're like, what are you doing? Do they work? I'm home. Like, this is what we're doing because #momlife and I have some business meetings to take care of and swim class. So that's why we're early. But tomorrow, be at our regularly scheduled time on Facebook at 7:30 p.m. But I thank you, Monica, for being accommodating to join me sooner. And I love that definition of self-love. Oh, there's some feedback. I love that definition of self-love. So I want to know, like, share like the importance of why you start your day off, like giving back to yourself first.
Yeah. That's something that has become really, really important to me of like starting the day with taking care of myself. So it's so important because for me, it really kind of sets the pace of the rest of my day. Especially because a lot of the times as single moms, like it is like, we have this to do and this to do and this to do, like you had a super busy day. And I know we were texting throughout the day, but like, if I'm not taking that time in the morning, I may not have it later on because I have to take my kids to this thing and I have this business meeting and I do, you know, I homeschool and I work from home and all of the things. So if I'm not taking that time ahead to start my day off right, then I may not get it. And also for me, like I get up and I read my Bible and I read a book or journal and stuff. So it's really kind of turning my affections and turning my heart posture towards the Lord. So I'm getting filled up. So I can pour out. And I do notice the difference. Like today, my kids, I tried to sneak out of my bedroom today and the door was broken. So I shut the door and it was like, boom, like a huge loud sound. So it woke the boys up at like 6:45. And I noticed the difference just in our cadence of day, because instead of taking that time that I can enjoy my cup of coffee, not that I don't enjoy it when they're there, but you know, like really self-reflecting and pausing and taking that time. It starts out with, you know, my boys are 6 and 8. So it's, I'm hungry. You know, can we watch TV? What time they're going to their dad's? So like, what time are we going to dad's? Like it's the day starts. So, taking that time in the morning is something that, I don't know, like it's literally, I mean, honestly, truthfully has changed my life. So yeah.
I love that. Like, that's so profound to say that it's truthfully and honestly changed my life. And you know what? The other part that I love that what you said is, it's like, cause you, the, do it is not only to pour back into yourself first so that you're ready to give to you. As soon as they open those eyes, they are on level 1000, you know, like, and you don't know all the hiccups that are going to occur during the day, no matter how much planning we can do. But at least when they do occur, we approach it and we receive it differently, you know. Yes. Had we not had that moment to ourselves, whatever, because we'd be frazzled and razzled and dazzled, like, not another thing. It's a mindset thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. if I like get up and I'm rushing my daughter out and I didn't connect with her, whatever, then like she's having more of a meltdown. Yeah. We didn't connect, I drop her off, then I'm, you know, flustered for the first two or three patients, whatever, and I feel like I'm not on my game initially. Yep. In the car about drop off and she's crying at drop off, and then it's like, and I'm like, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Is this, am I ever going to get out of this cycle, you know, yep. of the hamster on the wheel? So yes, my coach said the same thing to me. I was always a snoozer. Look, I have all these alarms, you guys. It'll be like 8:17, 8:19. What's the 2-minute difference? Well, if you're like me and have a sleeping disorder, you can go back into deep sleep in 2 minutes. But I have all these random alarms. And she's like, stop. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not about that life. But I took her challenge and I stopped snoozing. And it makes a huge difference. You know, she really talks about like the 5-second rule from Mel Robbins. And she's like, being able to do hard things and moving forward out of our overthinking and our doubt, whatever. When you tell yourself you're going to do it, when you commit to yourself, whatever, and you start that off, it really sets the precedence of the rest of the day and show up, you know, and showing up in your career, showing up in your role of motherhood, and how you're able to deal those mishaps that do occur, because we can't prevent the chaos. We can only be prepared to prepare and create a calmness when the chaos does come in. It's gonna happen because kids are kids, right? So I love that you're mindful of like being intentional about having time to yourself. What are some other find yourself getting time back of me time, and how you have to be creative in doing that when you're because of single parenting?
Yeah, I think one of the things I've learned is utilizing like commutes, like my driving commutes. I don't commute as much anymore, but just taking that time to maybe invest in listening to like a book or a podcast. I listened to your podcast yesterday on my commute. Just utilizing that time because our time is limited. I mean, it just is. So if I can, instead of like yesterday, I did my dishes. So I'm doing my dishes. I have that little pocket of time while they were watching TV or whatever. So I can listen to something that is going to fuel my soul. Music does too, but you know, like something, just switching those off, having a podcast on or listening to music and just using up those little pockets of time that I have, is really helpful. I learned something a while ago in the beginning journey of my single motherhood, and just learning to enjoy little things. So taking a piece of chocolate and really enjoying that and allowing myself to indulge a little, you know, like it's just chocolate, especially like it's Valentine's Day, you know, just really taking that time, which is just a couple minutes, but it's a self-awareness.
And it's being intentional. And the smallest moment, you know, like again, self-care doesn't have to be the big grand scheme, luxury spa days, or like, as we don't, you know, have the luxury of like having prolonged lengths of time, you know. However, I believe we have at least 10 or 15 minutes out of a 24-hour period, whether that's the beginning of your day or once those eyes shut, you know, even though we're, you know, they stall with bedtime and there's 1,000 requests that they have, and you're like, you didn't think of this earlier, like, you can't now. So we really like, so for me, a lot of my me time comes in the evening. Also enjoy books, and I'm a reader. I haven't gotten really into Audible yet, but I love how you maximize your commute. Same thing, like I would, but my commute is not very long, but very short. So my commute was with my daughter, like doing something educational, I spy games, whatever, on the with her, I drop off. Then for my commute back to my workplace, it would be a podcast, my prayer time, because like literally I'm like waking up and I'm like, well, I rushed that prayer at the bedside, so let me like get it again while I'm in the car. So I get like maximizing that time, and it's so important because it's not something that you have to say, I'm gonna wait until they're with their dad, you know, or I'm gonna wait until they're at this, you know, spend the night play date, whatever. Like you have to every single day show up for yourself, and it's by organizing our time. And like, yeah, it doesn't have to be like to the T. Oh, it's 8:03. Oh, it's time to switch and transition.
Right.
Oh, God. Like, kids need routines. They need routines to thrive off of. And I know you, like, we talked about in our, and when you were, yeah. when I was coaching you about, like, how to have something that was visual for them just mm-hmm. so they can transition better. But it doesn't have to be, like, so structured. There's still some fluidity to allow mm-hmm. you to be like, okay, well, usually what comes first is the breakfast, and then we'll do this. But as far as a set time, mm-hmm. that's not going to always work, you know, because you just don't know what's been throughout the day. But yeah. I love it, again, because you said you also don't know if you'll ever get that those precious moments right before they wake up for yourself, because a day yeah. is so fast when you're homeschooling right. two boys.
yeah. And that's something I had to learn, because I do co-parent, is I would say hoard my time. Like, it was like, yeah. I can't take care of myself all week, but I have 2 weekends out of the month, and so I'm going to just pack it all up in that, you know, in that one weekend. But realizing, like, that is not sustainable at all, because I'm burning myself out, you know, burning the candle on both ends all week long, and then the weekend would come, and it's just like, you can't do that. Like, I need the little bits of time every day, because I need to constantly, yeah. they constantly need things. So I need constantly to be taking care of myself. Otherwise, on Friday, I'm like, I can't wait for you to go, you know, which then I'm not cherishing my time with my kids, because I feel like I'm on a countdown of when I'm not going to have them again, which is not good for our relationship or any of it. So learning to restructure my day, which we have so many visual calendars now in my house, it's kind of crazy. People will be like, this girl's insane, because we don't have times. We have, you know, we have our homeschool. None of it has times. We just kind of work with our own pace and our own rhythm. And we have found so much freedom in that.
I love that. You know, what you also told me was that it's not only were you saying, okay, I'm hoarding my time. When you did get the time, you didn't pour back into yourself. You would do all the house manager stuff. You'd be like, oh, I get it done. And so you really weren't, you never had a chance to reset. You never had a chance to pour back into yourself. And now you're doing it daily. And I don't know how, I'm sure I've told you before, but I don't think enough that, like, I can see how much you have flowed. And you have blossomed since I've known you these last, has it already been 2 years? Yeah, it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
I feel like it was the end of 2020. So over a year since you finished the coaching program. In fact, I was talking about it today at lunch, and they were like, well, do you feel like you're making an impact? And of course, you were the first person that came to mind. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm making an impact. Like, I can see, like, I'm like, she started her own business, you know, like, and she's showing up and she's sharing her story. Like, and yeah, we're not perfect. We still behind the scenes. We're like, yo, you like get it together, you know, but it's so much different where you were. And all it takes is just like messy first steps, just action. Yeah. And you did that by like saying, you know what, I'm going to restructure my day and I'm going to start the day off by giving back to me. And it's working for you guys. And I couldn't be more excited for you, Monica. Yes. And I'm really excited for like what God is doing in your life and how you are going to continue to grow and to be able to empower other women who are going to be assigned to you over the years and months to come. Like, listen, we're going to wrap up this site on Facebook, but I always end by saying, can you please just share with our guests how they can stay in contact with you or anything, any upcoming exciting news you want our audience to know about? How can they stay in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys can follow me over on Instagram. It's Monica XXOO. And then you can follow my podcast. It's everywhere podcasts are found, at The Arise Podcast with Monica. And yeah, I have like Facebook, but I'm never on there. You could look it up. It's The Arise Blog. But yeah.
That's amazing. Again, thank you for your time and for sharing your wisdom and just for being so transparent. I've listened to one of your podcasts the other day with a mutual friend that we have, and I'm just like, oh, I didn't know a lot about her story, but it's just the way you show up and you're just very candid about sharing your truth and your story. You guys hear me say all the time, like, there's so much power in that. You never know how your story can be the light to illuminate someone else's path who may be struggling alongside, who may be going through the same struggles, and you made it out just by figuring out what worked, you know? And when you share that and you share your truth, the story no longer owns you. You own the story and you get to be the narrator, and you are totally narrating these chapters right now. And I couldn't be more proud. So you guys, this day three on Facebook. We're headed over to Instagram. Tomorrow we'll be back here at our same time at 7:30. And tomorrow I have Dr. Claudia Anglais. She's a family physician, also a single mom, and she works remotely. So we'll be talking more with her and about affirmations and just how she's been able to manage her self-love practice being a single mom of a small. She's actually the mom who has, I think, one of the youngest child out of all of my co-hosts this week. She has Hey Queen, thanks for listening to another episode of the Dr. Mom Sage Advice Podcast. I just absolutely love that I get the opportunity to share my expertise and to just pour into your lives because of the things that I've gone through personally and the things that I've learned and training to become a pediatrician. And I just want to let you know I'm thankful that you're here. And if you enjoy the content that was in this episode or any other episode, could you do me a favor, please? Like, I'm asking you, please, please, please. Could you just go ahead and leave a review? Give me a star rating and even subscribe to the podcast, because when you do that, that changes the algorithm and other people can find this podcast and be blessed as well. Until next time, I love you and take care of yourself.